Governor Bill Walker called the legislature into a special session that begins Monday to finish the work lawmakers failed to complete during the 121-day session that ended yesterday. But big differences remain over how to pay for the state's budget, and it's not clear how lawmakers will overcome challenges in the 30-day special session that they couldn't solve in the past 4 months. There are several things that will be different than in the regular session. The first is the legislature will be focused on 10 items Walker requested. These items include the state's operating and capital budgets, but they also include legislation to draw money from permanent fund earnings to pay for the annual budget, as well as a bill to overhaul the state's oil and gas taxes. Walker called for legislators to consider bills to introduce an income tax and to raise taxes on motor fuel, alcohol, mining, tobacco, marijuana, and commercial fishing. House Minority Leader Anchorage Democrat Chris Tuck says it will be good for the legislature to focus on these issues.
We don't want to see guns on campus getting brought up. We don't want to see a bunch of things be brought up that really would distract us from fixing the fiscal situation that we have now.
The special session will also differ from the regular session because the state is facing a deadline to avoid shutting down the state government on July 1st and laying off government workers. Pink slip notices would go out on June 1st if the legislature doesn't pass a budget by then. House Speaker Mike Chenault says these notices should be avoided.
It causes maybe not a lot of physical damage, but it causes mental damage to state employees. Not knowing whether you're going to get laid off in 30 days, not knowing whether your wife and kids are you're going to be able to pay the rent.
Governor Walker says he plans to play a more active role talking with legislators than he did during the regular session.
I'm very respectful of the separation of powers, but I think that these are pieces of legislation with my name on it. They're in a special session that I have called, and I will be very engaged on a daily basis.
The legislature spent the last day disagreeing over how to extend the session. The majority caucuses wanted to pass a 10-day extension, but they couldn't get the House Minority Caucus to agree. The bigger disagreement, however, is over how to pay for the budget. Chenault says his caucus would prefer to pay for it by drawing on the state's savings, the Constitutional Budget Reserve.
It's the easiest option for members of my caucus. I believe it's the best for the state of Alaska.
But this will take a vote by 3/4 of both legislative bodies, and the House minority is able to block a CBR draw. Tuck says agreement on oil and gas tax changes is essential to a broader agreement. He expressed disappointment that the Senate didn't stick closer to the House oil and gas tax bill.
There was a bipartisan effort that went out from the House over to the Senate. The Senate passed something back over to us that just simply wasn't acceptable to us in the Independent Democratic Coalition.
Tuck also says he wants the budget to be part of a long-term fiscal plan for the state. Walker still wants the legislature to pass a plan that will balance the budget by the fiscal year that starts in July 2018. The bond rating firm Standard & Poor's highlighted the importance of the state balancing its spending and revenue today. In a ratings update, an S&P analyst said the firm expects negative pressure on Alaska's credit rating to intensify if lawmakers can't agree on fiscal reforms. Walker has included many of the different tax increases in one item. They stalled when they were in separate bills. Some legislation that isn't related to the budget will be on the agenda. It includes a bill that would make changes to some adoption procedures. Other measures are aimed at foster care, the state's individual insurance market, and benefits for law enforcement officers and firefighters who die in the line of duty.